With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As war clouds gather on the Mideast horizon,
the U.S. Embassy in Israel has told its staff that it can leave the country and urged anyone considering departure to do so immediately as the threat of an American strike on Iran hangs in the balance. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee told embassy staff in an email that discussions with U.S. State Department officials had led to a decision authorizing voluntary departures for those who wish to leave. The departure authorizations signal a new level of contingency planning as American aircraft and warships mass in the Middle East. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It follows yesterday's third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks.
Negotiators from both countries met for several hours in Geneva, Switzerland, as the U.S. deploys a massive number of aircraft and warships to the Middle East. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister were involved in the indirect talks, with the Trump administration trying to convince Iran to halt its enrichment of uranium. The talks were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said negotiations will resume soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government's producer price index, that's a measure of prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers, rose a hotter than expected 0.5% last month. Yesterday it was Hillary. Today it's Bill Clinton's turn to testify before a House panel investigating Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Hillary Clinton describes her six-hour session as very repetitive. Pakistan's defense minister says his country is now in open war with Afghanistan. This after the two sides traded attacks and a dramatic escalation of tensions between the two neighbors. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 496 points. This is SRN News. Abortion pills feature in a Texas murder case.
John Demeter, a 25-year-old from the town of Spring, is charged with secretly giving his pregnant girlfriend abortifacients, causing her to lose the unborn child. Police say Demeter had been urging the woman to have an abortion, offering to pay for the procedure, but she had refused. This is the latest of several similar cases in various states. Pro-life advocates predict there will be more, so long as abortion pills are widely available. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Algeria is ramping up persecution of Christians. A religious freedom advocate who focuses on Algeria tells International Christian Concern that government officials have tightened restrictions on non-Muslim religious groups, making it more difficult for Christians to practice their faith, organize events, or even gather. Scores of churches have been closed in the past 10 years in Algeria. The population of Algeria is 98% Muslim. This is SRN News. A package delivery giant says that if it gets a refund, its customers may get one as well.
FedEx says it will pass along tariff refunds to shippers and consumers. FedEx filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade to get a refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled those tariffs are illegal. After the ruling, the president said there was no mention of what happens next.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years.
More than 1,000 companies have filed suit to recoup costs from tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Not long after his trip to China, today finds Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visiting India as part of Carney's drive to lessen his country's economic reliance on the United States. On the agenda, trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, and technology. More details, SRNNews.com.